While most of us weren't even paying attention, the top 10 turned blue. Three of the current songs not only include the F word, but the F word is in their title. Star Ledger music writer Tris McCall says this is, without a doubt, the most profane moment in pop history. Somewhere Tipper Gore is tearing her hair out, he says. So, Tris, let's cover our ears. Okay, I'm ready. Which artists are hurling those F-bombs right now? What are the songs?
Well, everybody knows the CeeLo song, probably because he performed it on the Grammys along with a bunch of Muppets. He calls it Forget You on TV and on the radio. That's the way it gets played. But everybody knows it by its real name. And two slots below that is Pink's song, which another title that I can't say on the radio, but it's it uses everybody's favorite word. And then at number seven, Enrique Iglesias' song, which is known in polite society as Tonight I'm Loving You, but loving is generally substituted with a different word.
Right, now you can't say the words, but how do the radio stations, how do 92.3 Now and Z100, how do they get away with saying these things?
Well, I guess the Pink song is just called Perfect. The Iglesias song is called Tonight I'm Loving You, and the CeeLo song is called Forget You. But nobody calls that song Forget You. Everybody knows what it's really called, and that's part of the point. No one's pulling the wool over anybody's eyes here. Just like on the Grammy Awards, much was made of the fact that everyone knew that the song had a profane title. And the thing about that song is that it's a very cheerful song. There's nothing arresting about it. There's nothing even particularly radical about it. It's just a throwback soul song with a curse in its title.
So there's no anger. It sort of redefines the F word, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. In a way, for those of us who like to use profanity to destabilize and shake up society, you know, it's kind of sad to see it being used in such an official way. And none of these songs are threats to the state. Let's put it that way. They're all very kind of safe songs. The Pink song is just a straightforward power ballad, and the Enrique Iglesias song is the kind of thing that he's been doing for the past 10 years, just smooth dance number. But they definitely get attention this way.
I just wonder, will that word ever go truly mainstream? Will we ever say that we're your best bleeping news station?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this would be the moment. Right now,
I'll give it a shot. We'll see how it works out for my career.
Well, don't ask me to do that.
Well, Tris McCall, you are a fantastic writer. You are a fine human being, and I appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.